Here we go. First down from the 10. 38-38. It was 17-17 at the end of regulation. The sixth overtime from Claude M. Cranston Field. Now Linden is all fired up. Jake Johnson from the shotgun. Lippert to his right. Back to pass. Gets protection. Throws it to the left side to the end zone. The pass is caught at the goal line. Did it get in? He did. It's a touchdown for DeWitt. Once again, the DeWitt Panthers come up huge. Ryan Anderson. Anderson catches his third touchdown pass in all of the overtime. And so it's 44-38, the visitors from DeWitt High School. Cameron West on for the extra point. And you just have at the back of your mind his field goal a moment ago from 25 yards out with block. How goes his extra point effort? Anderson holds. Here it comes. It's up. It's good. Cameron West is perfect on the point afters tonight, and it's 45-38. And now the onus shifts to Linden. The Linden Eagles have been perfect when placed in the spot. When needing the score, they've gotten the score. They've only come up empty when they've had the ball to start off the overtime period. And considering it's the sixth overtime, these teams are getting practice.
Yes, definitely.
What a classic from Linden High School. This is the game that the players, especially the seniors, whatever the result, they're going to remember it. And their families are going to remember it as well. And all the underclassmen who are here, when they're trying to be seniors, they're going to be saying, remember how our teammates did. Remember what happened against, whether it was DeWitt or against Linden. That's what you want. Both of these teams showing the heart. 45-38 DeWitt lead. Linden's offense is led by quarterback Shea Brown. Here's Walter House to his left, Jewell to his right. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. He hands it off. Mitch Jewell up the middle, driving the pile forward beyond the five, down to the four. It's a comfortable gain on first down. Not trying to get it all back at once, just the shotgun draw. Jimmy Melton III helped to bring down Mitch Jewell. Zachary Deek was in on the play as well. The ball's on the four.
I think they've been there a few times tonight.
I think so, too. Three plays to punch in the touchdown and the extra point to force a seventh overtime. On second down from the four, they hand it off, running up the middle of the field, into the end zone, breaking tackles for touchdown. Mitch Jewell once more, Linden responds. It's 45-44. And Cameron Cook for the extra point to move us to a seventh overtime. Because, you know, why not?
We might as well just keep on playing.
A lot of the drama has come from the Cameron Cook, the place kicker for Linden. Cameron West, the place kicker for DeWitt. DeWitt 45, Linden 44. Here's your extra point attempt out of Mitchell Ryan's hold. The snap is good. The hold is down. The kick is blocked by DeWitt, and that's the ball game. The DeWitt Panthers block the extra point. They eliminate Linden 45-44 in six overtime. DeWitt has won a classic.